Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on the program today, Randall Vanderhoofen, has always wanted to get his poetry out to the world, to inspire and to bring people closer to the Lord. The Human Race, a collection of 7 poems written to inspire and praise the Lord, his goal to be able to touch lives and hearts with his work. That was his first publication. Randall currently resides in Idaho, and coming soon on Amazon, his much-anticipated The Vision. And Randall Vanderhoofen joins us on This Week in America. Randall, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations on the success of the initial book, Human Race. Looking forward to the second one that we'll talk about here, The Vision. I want to talk about you and what shaped you as a writer. Let's go back to those early years with your success in writing. It's hard to believe that you struggled, I guess, a little bit in school. What was it like in school for you? What kind of student were you?
Oh, it was... It left a lump in my throat. In other words, I disliked what I was forced to do, all but mathematics. Let me show you what got me. One year, my sophomore year, I had a geometry class. During one class, we were told today would be a test day. So I buckled down and took the test. During Monday of the next year, the test was passed out. Everybody got their test except me. Oh, no. What happened to my test? I kept my mouth shut. When the bell rang, the teacher called my name forward. Oh, no. I kept my mouth shut. The teacher motioned to take another chair, like, and he said, "How do you do a problem like this?" Wow, relief at last.
Yes.
Well, it takes one such proof that leads to another, and this one that leads to the proof. 3 proofs. The teacher, he says, "I see it now. You had 3 proofs to solve the problem, while the man that wrote the book had 4.
So you were called up there to help the teacher explain this concept. I mean, that's so remarkable in this mathematics knack that you have. Comes across several times during the course of your life, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program. The books we're talking about is Human Race and The Vision, both by our guest Randall Vanderhoofen. And I'll spell that now and later on in the program so you can Google it. That's V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R. H-O-O-F-V, again, as in Victor, E-N. And all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You go into the Marine Corps. Talk about, was that as hard as it's, as people portray it? It's like, if you're in the Marine Corps, that's as difficult as it gets. And you had another mathematical experience or IQ experience in the Marine Corps. Talk about first being in the Marine Corps and then what you found about your intelligence after you got there.
Yeah. It was hard. It was hard enough. We got down. We were in push-up position right the first day of we're going to be on the radio or not on the place where they dish out the books or the books. Anyway, and we tried hard. And that night, oh, man, he just. Push-up position, ready, go. And we just started going for a bit. And I somehow I got it in my mind. And I what I was doing, I was out of my mind. And I looked up at the instructor. And I sit there. I do the push-ups. I still looking at him. I still looked at him. I do push-ups. And he'd look away. Then he'd look back again. He'd look away. He'd look back. He spoke again. And when it was all over, we had done 125 push-ups.
Wow.
Well, wow. I don't know. That was possible, you know. But now, did you want to hear the story of Vietnam?
Well, yeah, because you served in Vietnam. So tell us about that experience and how that shaped you as a person and as a writer.
Well, there's one convoy that I took. Were myself and a fellow out of Northern California. We went down to where the trucks were lying. It was about 15 trucks and two Jeeps. And Ari's truck had two guys out on the back. So I was on one side, and my guy was in the other side. And there was a ring around the first truck. I didn't know what the world that was for. Just a ring on it. And then the fellow showed up with a 50 caliber machine gun.
Wow.
Oh, man. So he loaded it up, and we were ready to go. We were going from Da Nang. We were going south 56 miles. And that right we were on was pretty close to the ocean. And there was one river. It was larger than a quarter mile, but not quite a half mile, you know.
Yes.
Just really, really bad. And we went on, and we could stop along the way and do different things. And finally, it come out, it took us 6 hours to make that 56 miles. And we went ahead and went in, got a night's sleep. And we woke up in the morning, and the bridge had been blown up that night. Oh, my
wow.
God. So
yes.
We had to call an airplane, a C-130, 2 hours, and they come and pick us up. And it took about 25 minutes.
Wow.
But it was something, man. It was really, really something.
What experiences, and you need to write a book just about those experiences, and obviously they're still vivid in your memory. Our guest on the program is Randall Vanderhoofen, and he is the author of two books that we're talking about. The one book, Human Race, is already out, a book of poetry, collection of seven poems written to inspire and praise the Lord, and another book coming out very shortly that we're going to talk about here in a second, The Vision. Let's go back to Vietnam. When you're there, I understand that you realized your IQ was incredibly high, and all the people that were there, I think about 800 in your grouping, probably some West Point graduates and people like that. Talk about finding out your IQ and where you ranked with everybody.
Well, there was close to 800 students there, and right middle 100, half the guys were below, as half as many were above.
Yes.
And from 110 to 119 was I don't know what the name of it is now, but it was it was a little bit better than the usual guys.
Yes.
Then a regular IQ was 120 to, well, the highest it could possibly go is 151. And I looked at all the record books, and I looked at this one, his major. He had a 151.
Wow.
And the very next one was 143, and that was mine.
That's incredible. You should have been a general at that point, just based on your IQ. They should have taken you to the top of the class there. It's a remarkable story.
Yeah.
Randall Vanderhoofen,
yeah.
Our guest on the program, talking about his books, his background, giving you some feeling as to who Randall is as a person and as an author. Also, besides the military career, this fascination with numbers and mathematics, you're very experienced on the stage as well. Been in a number of plays. Talk about those experiences. You sing, you act, you basically do it all. A triple threat, you do it all.
Well, this was really, really a good good thing. Well, this one person, it has people come and they've been in resting now. It was called Hello Dolly.
Oh, yes.
But I had no experience with them when I came. And they started, our teacher was, it was her first hello. And she was of New York, kind of dancer back in New York.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, she come out and, golly, hello, Dolly, I got picked for number one. I mean, you know,
wow.
I was going to be, well, but the other guy, he, wait a minute. No, we can't have him in. So they said they were going to have me for everything he could do, you know. And then the next one was Marvin's Room. Now, Robert De Niro did the doctor in Marvin's Room, the
okay.
movie. And I did the doctor in the plays. So it was fun. anyway, from South Dakota Rapid City to Idaho Nampa came Music Theater of Idaho. This is the name of the acting group. The first play was Peter Pan. Big guys work the ropes and Peter Pan flies around.
Exactly, yes.
Captain Hook, turn around. This one word. Work big curls and lugs. Then, oh, look out. He went down this one slide deal and his hat and all his curls fell on the ground.
Oh, geez. Live theater.
Turned his back on the audience, you know, and he's straightening up his helmet and his hat and his health curls, you know. And then when he got it all set, he turned around and kind of went over. He said, "Don't breathe a word of this to anyone." And I think it was such a laugh that it was funny.
Well, anyway. All those experiences doing the live theater, and I mentioned acting. Touch on the singing too, because you're an accomplished singer. I made you a triple threat. Can you dance as well?
I'd like to do more on the shows here. I want to show some more of these. Is that okay?
Oh yes, please do.
Okay. The next thing was The King and I.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did Sir Edward Ramsay of the British Ambassador. So I had to come out there. I was out of bounds, down to the out of King had to be Thailand and just all the way on the other side of the world.
Yes.
And anyway, that was a pretty good part. Now, the next part, the next show was The Music Man.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And I did the mayor in The Music Man.
Interesting. A key part, certainly.
And the next show was 1776. I did But Mr. Adam, and that had one song in it as you come along. Next one was Christmas Eve. Now, I did Mr. Fezziwig. I had my wife and three daughters appeared on the stage, and it was a pretty outfit. But 2006 came Titanic. John Jacob Astor, richest man of the boat.
Oh, in the world.
That was me. He was me.
Wow.
John Jacob Astor, he was 49, and he had a girlfriend, his 18-year-old wife.
You do that when you're the wealthiest man in the world, yes.
Next was My Fair Lady, about a young lady and me, her dad. Solos with a little bit of luck, and I'm getting married in the morning.
A classic, yes. Wow.
Anyway, that was pretty neat. Mm-hmm. And she loved me, ran a jewelry store, and She loves me. Mr. Maritek ran a jewelry store. It's his store. And he paid Days Gone By and did it in first act and a second act. And next is Oklahoma, 2008.
Oh, yes.
Now, I did Mr. Anders Carnes, and I had a solo sometimes. Anyway, there's another one. It was at a different over. It was about 2 miles from where we were at. And next, Little Abner. That's a good one.
Yes.
I did Jubilation T. Chord Poem, The Country's in the Very Best of Hands, I'm Getting Past My Prime, and Matrimonial Stomp. So I had six on that one.
Wow.
that's pretty good.
What an incredible career. And you've got more, so go ahead.
No, that's...
Oh, that is. Okay, well, you've got more than... Are you still doing it? I mean, you've done the classics there. You've been on the stage performing the classics. Are you still doing theater?
No, I... that last... 2008, I had a stroke.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
And I was very, very... It changed everything, man. I changed everything. That was my last one of the girl of the anyway. It was bad.
How are you doing now? It sounds like you've bounced back very well.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't walk real good. I walk my on my own. You know, and other times, one day, the people come out and said, "Hey, we got Randall for a something down at the bank." So I climbed in and rolled in. And I walked into the bank and we looked around. And I said, "Well, where do we start?" And there's hands up, your hands on this. It's electorized motor, quite a little trike. Yeah, it's our bike, and more than is little field there, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Now I get around. I go 2.5 miles to Applebee's, and about 3 miles to another one down the other direction.
Oh,
and
that's
and,
fantastic.
And Well,
you're getting around, and you talk about being able to do things to get out and life, and you discuss that in the book Human Race and the new book The Vision. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about when you started to write the book. Where did the idea for Human Race come from?
Well, I'm gonna do a song for you. Is that all right?
Okay, sure, please.
All right. All right. La 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 la. That's the poem I do.
That's so well done. I'm glad that you performed that for us. It's just what you're doing now is so impressive. The first book, Human Race, a book of a collection of 7 poems written by Randall to inspire, bring people closer to the Lord. Our guest is Randall Vanderhoofen, and I'm going to spell that now in a couple minutes as we conclude the interview. V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F. V again is in Victor, V-E-N. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Coming soon on Amazon is The Vision. Randall, we've got a couple minutes left. Tell me about The Vision. This is a book that a lot of people are talking about, waiting for an opportunity to read your work again. What is the motivation behind writing The Vision?
I didn't have the vision. That vision came from up above. It is wild. I'm going to read a little bit of the vision to you.
Sure.
I began to wonder about what I saw across the stream. It looked like a bare countryside, except for a mound about 100 yards away. I wondered if there was a beautiful mountain scene over there somewhere. Suddenly, a rock appeared in my hand that measured about 7 inches wide, 4 inches high, and a half inch tall. I looked a little closer, and there was a beautiful mountain scene on the earth. Without thinking it, I pitched it toward the scene, and suddenly the mountain scene was there, just as I imagined. Now, I had another question. Where was the sun? I looked where a normal person would look, to the sky. The sun wasn't there. It had to be somewhere. Everything was lit up. I began to look around a bit and hold it, just a bit. I had it because God was there, and the glory of God lit up everything, virtually everything. It's scary.
Well, yes, and I'm so looking forward to that. When will that? I say it'll be out soon on Amazon. When should people start looking for that?
That would be maybe a month. Now, we're going down to the book sale down in Los Angeles, and we're going to have a big screen television, and I'm going to be on that room. I'm going to be on the television and trying to get those people to sell my books.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you've got so much going on, and I'm just so grateful that you're spending some time and going back, and boy, those classics from the theater that you performed in and the success you had with your first book, Human Race, and The Vision, which is going to be out soon. And if you go to Amazon and check in the author, you'll see when Randall has his new book that's out there as well. Randall Vanderhoofen has been our guest, and I'm going to spell Vanderhoofen again. If you're Googling it, that's V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F-V as in Victor, E-N. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Easy to remember the book, Human Race, the first one, appropriately named The Vision, the second book. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can click on to Randall's page on Amazon and get all of the information. Randall, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success that you've had with Human Race. Looking forward to The Vision. Good luck in presenting it in Los Angeles. We'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Randall Vanderhoofen. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.